upholding scientific research and discovery in respect, as we should, we must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite.
We've signed a climate convention on the importance of economic instruments and free markets. We're included in this mammoth Agenda 21 document and the Rio Declaration. Now, let me be clear on one fundamental point. The United States fully intends to be the world's preeminent leader in protecting the global environment.
Coming up, Technocracy News. Greetings from Technocracy News and Trends. This is Patrick Wood, your editor-in-chief, and today is April 23rd, 2019. We're going to start out today talking about the good old United Nations. They just don't go away, and you just can't make this stuff up. They have a new report they just released that claims that mankind, evil mankind, is responsible for the extinction of up to 1 million species. Wow. Hasn't happened yet, but they're pretty sure that when it does, it's going to be the fault of humans. You just can't make this stuff up. They just keep coming back. It says up to 1 million species face extinction due to human influence, according to a draft UN report obtained by AFP that painstakingly catalogs how humanity has undermined the natural resources upon which its very survival depends. And it says the accelerating loss of clean air, drinking water, CO2-absorbing forests, pollinating insects, protein-rich fish, and storm-blocking mangroves, to name a few of the dwindling services rendered by nature, poses no less of a threat than climate change, says the report, set to be unveiled on May 6. Well, I like to say, oh, I can't wait for that report. I think I can wait. What I'd like to ask anybody at the United Nations who puts out this kind of drivel, name the 1 million species that you expect are going to be extinct, and specifically why in each case will that species become extinct, and then relate all of the measures as why it's man's fault that this happened. Well, maybe this is just a giant computer model that they have, you know, garbage in, garbage out sort of thing, like with climate change. Computer models can be made to say anything. I just wonder if these technocrats at the United Nations really expect us to believe this stuff. And the only solution that they offer is sustainable development. That is, we have to let them control everything. Let them make the decisions. It just is incredible. I suggest, as you read this article, which is titled Bad Humans, UN Blames Extinction for 1 Million Species, that you make a mental note. Note to self, don't believe this garbage ever again. Unfortunately, it just keeps coming. And here's something that just keeps coming too. New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio. I heard the other day that that might not actually be his original name, de Blasio. He changed it somewhere along the way. Bill de Blasio has completely caved to AOC's Green New Deal. People were worried that the Green New Deal would catch attention within Congress, and it has to some extent. Many people have kind of got behind it now. Several presidential candidates are talking about it. But now big cities are getting into it. So the mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, has stated publicly, and he's, by the way, thinking about running for president himself. He hasn't announced yet, but he's thinking about it. He said that we need to get rid of the steel and glass skyscrapers in New York City. No more of that. Totally inefficient. Can't do that anymore. So you guys can build skyscrapers, but you ain't going to build it out of steel and glass, really. Well, New York City is a city of skyscrapers. People go there to see the skyscrapers, as a matter of fact. But de Blasio has other plans. He thinks the Green New Deal now is the deal. I don't know how citizens of New York City are reacting to this yet. Haven't seen any reports on that. But as the old Nordic proverb goes, the fish stinks from the head down. The most important article that I want to talk about today is relating to physician burnout. Doctors become overworked robots. This is a critical story for every American to understand. Why? because everybody needs to be exposed at one time or another in their life to the healthcare system. When you get sick, you go to a doctor. When you're well, sometimes you go to a doctor to get a checkup, a physical. Sometimes you have to go to the doctor with somebody else that's sick. You take them to the doctor. America's healthcare system, as you know, has been going downhill for many years for a number of reasons. We're not necessarily going to talk about Obamacare right now, although that was part of this problem we're going to talk about a little bit. But the bottom line is that data-hungry technocrats have fundamentally taken over the healthcare industry by mandating electronic health records and also evidence-based medicine. This outcome has literally ruined the healthcare system in recent years, and it's driving physicians out of practice by the droves. They're fed up. The suicide rate has gone through the roof, by the way, with doctors. They're put between a rock and a hard place in their practices that they studied hard for in med school to get there. Their practices are being taken over by those same data-hungry technocrats, some of which exist in government, some exist in private companies. And this is something that every American needs to be aware of. The article says, physicians may be more stressed than ever. One recent survey found that half were thinking about hanging up their stethoscopes for good. New research continues to demonstrate the demise of doctors, with burnout levels jumping dramatically over just a 3-year span. According to researchers at the University of California, Riverside School of Medicine, physician burnout increased from 45.5% to 54.4% between 2011 and 2014. The researchers say doctors aren't more depressed or exhausted by their home life, but rather at their jobs. This is no joke. Doctors are leaving their practices in droves, either to completely retire, or some are moving to a cash pay model where you simply go in and pay cash, or suppose credit card, but no insurance companies, no government involved. It's just a matter of time, I think, personally, before the government does get involved in cash practices, but we'll save that for another commentary. I want to recommend a book to you by a friend of mine by the name of Twyla Braes. This is an important book. It's called Big Brother in the Exam Room, The Dangerous Truth About Electronic Health Records. Twyla is the founder and director of the Citizens Council for Health Freedom. She can be found frequently in Washington, D.C., talking to legislators, giving testimony and witness to various things going on. She is a nurse herself, retired, and she's done a great job in this book. It's a big book, too, by the way, but it's called Big Brother in the Exam Room. And I'm going to read you just a little bit out of it so that you can understand what's going on. The physician burnout is directly related to electronic health records. In the preface to her book, she writes, "The watched are never free. Consider the world's most powerful dictators and secret police. Stalin required children to report their parents' conversations. The Stasi in East Germany kept detailed files, which have recently been made available to those once kept under surveillance. Hitler used IBM's Hollerith machine, which has been on display at the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. Russia's Vladimir Putin has SORM, a national system of eavesdropping on electronic communications. Surveillance is and always has been a tool of control. That's why America's founding fathers put privacy protections in the U.S. Constitution as part of the Bill of Rights. However, the emergence of new surveillance-enabled technologies today, such as computers, smartphones, digital driver's licenses, and biometric scans, create new tracking and analytic powers. Unless Americans remain watchful and engaged, their freedom can be taken away one law and one technology at a time. In 2009, Congress mandated the use of government-certified electronic health records, called EHRs. Certified EHR technology means the EHR is built not to improve patient care, but to do what the government wants it to do. That is, government reporting, patient and doctor profiling, data analytics, health services research, linking to a national medical records system, population health, standardized treatment protocols, compliance tracking, and much more. The government calls this meaningful use of the EHR. That's in quotes, meaningful use. Doctors and hospitals that refuse to install a government-certified EHR and refuse to demonstrate meaningful use receive reduced Medicare payments. As a result, this surveillance technology is now present in virtually every doctor's office and every hospital room. In the years since 2009, the federal government has mandated specific uses of the EHR in three stages, and Congress prohibited, quote, information blocking between EHR systems. Patients face this intrusive system because they don't pay their own medical bills. Third parties, the government, employers, and health plans pay for most medical care. America's third-party payer system began with employer-sponsored coverage in the 1940s and expanded into Medicare, Medicaid, Obamacare, and more. As Americans handed over their responsibility for medical bills to third parties, they gradually lost choices, privacy, control, and freedom. The payers, not the patients, hold the purse strings and the power. These third parties do not have the same interest in the patient's health, recovery, and quality of life as the patient does. As a friend of mine once quipped, if someone else who doesn't love you is in charge of buying your food for the rest of your life, you will eat much differently than if you buy it on your own. In short, he who pays the piper picks the tune. The digitized EHR facilitates outside control of dollars, data, and decisions. With billions of dollars in their hands, third parties claim a right to decide who gets the dollars and what dollars pay for. They decide how much of a patient's medical record must be disclosed before they'll agree to pay part or all, or sometimes none, of the patient's medical bills. The government-certified EHR was designated exactly for this purpose: billing, reporting, and data analysis, not patient care. The government EHR enables government control over private medical decisions. Ralph Grams, MD, a professor of medical informatics, says the EHR mandate will centralize power in the federal government and, quote, move our entire economy into a socialized system with czars and unelected dictators in control, close quote. He says rationing of care will be enforced through this, quote, federally controlled EHR. He's right, Twyler writes. As you'll see in this book, the EHR in doctors' offices today is a command and control surveillance system meant to put medical treatment decisions under the scrutiny and control of government agencies and their health plan collaborators. Taxpayers have paid more than $30 billion to put this system in place, but they have no idea what it is or what it is doing to their care, their choices, and the confidentiality of their private information. This is exactly the reason that doctors are burning out across America. Their right to practice medicine and the way that they were trained in medical school has been taken away from them. Where they used to be in charge of patient diagnosis and patient treatment, now the government, the healthcare plans, and so on are in charge of medical treatment. The doctors are now told what they must do to treat the patient. They've lost the latitude of options that they had up until the implementation of EHR. Now, add on top of this the concept of evidence-based medicine. You'll see this appear in documents and reports like the ones we've been discussing here. Evidence-based medicine means that all of the data of patients is collected, analyzed, sliced and diced and sorted and whatever. And then when a doctor presents a new case to the quote-unquote system for analysis and for payment of treatment and so on, the system itself passes back the evidence-based medicine recommendation for that patient. It doesn't matter what the doctor says at that point. The system says this is what the evidence suggests you should do, so you must do that. If the doctor refuses, not only is he labeled a troublemaker, but he will likely receive less payment or at least a percentage hit from Medicare payments, for instance. He just won't get his money. That puts them between a rock and a hard place. Doctors need to live too. The life they envisioned for themselves for all the years that they went to school is now thrown out the door. Because, as this article says, by the way, very succinctly, it says that doctors became overworked robots. Many just said, we're out of here. We can't take it anymore. Now, I can testify from my own personal experience here in the Phoenix area, the Valley of the Sun, as it's called, that the healthcare industry is having a very hard time keeping actual physicians in doctor's offices. The clinic that I go to here locally supposedly has a doctor on staff. I haven't seen or met this person, have no idea who they are. But when I go in to receive any type of health care, I'm greeted by staff who have laptop computers in front of them or in their hands, even when they're standing and walking me somewhere. A health coach takes all of my recorded information down, asks all kinds of questions, computer in front of her or him, typing like crazy, not looking at me, typing in the data. These are EHRs, electronic health records. All of the data they're extracting from me goes into the system. Now, when diagnosis takes place, not by a doctor, not even by a physician's assistant, it's by a so-called nurse practitioner. That's something like a registered nurse, but far, far from being a doctor. So this person takes more data, asks more questions, more data, more information is typed into the system. All of this case history now is fed to the government. Everything, the answer to every single question that they ask. I'm already branded a troublemaker, by the way. It's in my record now because I refuse to take some recommended course of action, which I personally said, no, I'm not going to do that. Well, they put that in my record. Essentially, patient refuses recommended care. Well, you can see how that might turn out down the road. Take a look at the healthcare system. Read this article carefully. Pick up a copy of Big Brother in the Exam Room by Twyla Braze and find out what's happened to healthcare. The cost aspect of Obamacare was not the principal thing about Obamacare. Obamacare implemented EHRs. It implemented the system of best practices. It implemented the system of evidence-based treatment. This is why doctors are burning out. They simply cannot take it anymore. If you haven't seen a copy of my book, Technocracy, The Hard Road to World Order, by the way, you should also pick that up. You can get it on Amazon.com or on my website, technocracy.news. All of this scenario is so critical to the future of our country. The technocrats that are operating behind the system are taking over every area of life, literally. And now healthcare is on the chopping block too. This has to stop. These people must be stopped. Data is not the god that they think it is. Data is just data. People are people. People are not data. People don't want to be treated like data. People don't want to be treated like a herd of cattle or sheep. They want to be treated by a physician who knows them and cares about them and can diagnose their problems specifically to them. I'm Patrick Wood for Technocracy News and Trends. Have a great day.